Cottage 105 Radio.
Hello, my name is Ben Huerdine. This is my music show where I play music I like. I'm going to start off with a song by John Bryan called Ruin My Day. And it's from an album from 2001, but it's going to be re-released this year. The album's called Meaningless, and look it up because it's one of the most beautiful albums ever. Anyway, here's John Bryan, Ruin My Day.
Say one recovers. It's odd you should call me, but then after all we were lovers. I don't wait by the phone like I used to. I don't hope for kind words you might say. Don't prey on my mind like you used to, but you can still ruin my day. You can still ruin my day. You're telling me now you regret how we never connected. That it's me you regret, you rejected. I don't easily forgive like I used to, and I seldom get carried away. No, you don't have the pull that you used to, but you can still ruin my. Unfortunately, I remember it. Now I don't lose my place like I used to. I'm not moved by your artful display. No, you can't draw me in like you used to, but you can still ruin.
John Bryan from his masterwork, Meaningless. It's a song called Ruin My Day, and it's just a beautiful album, Meaningless, so look it up. And I'm always reminded of Paul McCartney whenever I hear John Bryan, just because they both have a unique way of making melodies that are just amazing. And so I'm going to play a cover of Uncle Albert and Admiral Halsey from Paul McCartney's Ram, and it's by Outdoor Velour. And it's quite indie in the fact that it's quite shoddy in some respects, but I find that ever so charming.
We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. We're so sorry if we caused you any pain. We're so sorry,
I had another look and I had a cup of tea and a butter pie.
Covering Uncle Albert and Admiral Halsey, and I just find that super twee and cool, and I'm always think of the music of Wes Anderson when I think of twee stuff, and this was, I think, used in one of his films, but it's more famously been used in Kramer versus Kramer. It's Mandolin Concerto in C major, and this version is by Avi Avatel. Thank you. Vivaldi's Mandolin Concerto in C Major by Avi Abatel. Yeah, so when I hear that, I think of the mandolins and, you know, Punch Brothers, a very mandolin-based band because they're led by Chris Thile, who is sort of a mandolin prodigy. I guess he's too old to be a prodigy. I don't know what you'd call him, sort of a savant or something. But yeah, here's a Punch Brothers track called It's All Part of the Plan, which is a bit political or something.
It's all part of the plan. I have a meeting out of my hand. I have a meeting out of my hand inside a week. The devil's lost his way. He's getting weaker every day. He's getting weaker every day. He thought of something to say. Said it till he was blue in the face. I think I'm free. I'm in charge now and he isn't, and it isn't anybody's business but mine. Everybody's business is mine. And I've been doing just as I please since I found my skeleton key. God, I love my skeleton key. You'll never guess who sold it to me or how much I bought it for, but believe me, buddy, I got a hell of a deal. A hell of a deal. The struggle is fair.
Punch Brothers with It's All Part of the Plan, which I think is about Trump, honestly. So I'm going to do another sort of imposing political figure, which is Putin. And here's Randy Newman with Putin from his album Dark Matter.
A regular fella, putting his hat on, hat size number 9. You saying Putin's getting big headed? Putin says just fine. He can drive his giant tractor across the Trans-Siberian plain. He can power a nuclear left side of his brain. When he take his shirt off, he drive a lady crazy. When he take his shirt off, make me wanna be a lady. It's the Putin girls.
Putin, if you put it, where you put it, where you put it. Putin, if you put it, where you put it next to me. Putin, if you put it, where you put it, where you put it. Putin, if you put it, where you put it next to me.
Putin hates the Putin girls, cause he hates vulgarity. He loves his mother country, and he loves his family. He and his ex-wife, Ludmilla, ride along the shore of the beautiful new Russian Black Sea. Let's listen in. A great man is speaking. We fought a war for this. I'm almost ashamed. The Mediterranean. Now there's a resort worth fighting for. If only the Greeks or the Turks would start to sniff around. Oh, I'd bring the hammer down. So quick their woolly heads would spin. Woolly head, woolly head, woolly head. Oh, wait a minute, even better. What if the Kurds got in the way? Hey, Kurds and wait, Kurds and wait. Sometimes a people is greater than their leader. Germany, Kentucky, France. One shot at glory, they don't get a second chance. Drag these peasants, kicking and screaming, into the 21st century. I thought we'd make it, must have been dreaming. These chicken farmers and fire cooks gonna be the death of me. I can't do it. That girl.
Tell you why, cause you're the Putin man.
Who went to Napoleon?
We did.
Who won World War II?
The Americans.
That's a good one, ladies. So I'll turn and sit in the comfy chair.
And you're the man gonna get us there.
I don't know. Lenin couldn't do it. I don't know. Stalin couldn't do it. Now they couldn't do it. Why you think I can?
Randy Newman with Putin, about Vladimir Putin. So that song has got some very Russian-influenced music. So I'm going to play a song that you probably all know by Shostakovich, which was written on command of Stalin, I believe. And it's Jazz Suite Number 2, and it's most famously used in Eyes Wide Shut.
Thank you.
That's Jazz Suite number 2 by Shostakovich. And that got me thinking of sort of like, because Stalin commanded, he wrote that, and he sort of used to put in little Easter eggs, you know, criticizing him. And that made me think, you know, people who are sort of big headed sort of need them to sort of music to sort of big them up. And yeah, so I'm going to play I'm the Greatest by Cassius Clay, which is a lot more innocent and fun. Yeah, here we go.
This is the legend of Cassius Clay, the most beautiful fighter in the world today. He talks a great deal and brags indeed of a muscular punch that's incredibly speedy. This brash young boxer is something to see, and the heavyweight championship is his destiny. He is the greatest. This kid fights great. He's got speed and endurance. But if you sign to fight him, increase your insurance. This kid's got a left. This kid's got a right. If he hits you once, you're asleep for the night. And as you lie on the floor, while the ref counts 10, you pray that you won't have to fight me again. The fistic world was dull and weary. With a champ like Liston, things had to be dreary. Then someone with color, someone with dash, brought fight fans a-running with cash. Cassius Clay. Champion of the universe. Don't think me a clown, but it's just what I want, a heavyweight crown, because I am great. I am the greatest.
I Am the Greatest by Cassius Clay and Muhammad Ali. That's just a really fun record. I don't know if it's actually Muhammad Ali or Cassius Clay, but I think the sentiment still holds. That rhythm is sort of like a galloping rhythm, and it got me thinking of a song that I really love by TV on the Radio called Wolf Like Me.
Won't you?
Wolf Like Me by TV on the Radio, and we're sort of playing songs now that get you pumped up a bit. So I'm going to play another song that feels a bit like the previous song. It feels like a sort of entrance for a wrestler or a boxer. It's Long-Tailed Winterbird by Paul McCartney from his recent McCartney 3 album.
Thank you.
Long-Tailed Winter Bird by Paul McCartney. And that, you know, is a song that gets you a bit pumped up. It sort of feels like an entrance of sorts. So yeah, I'm going to play another song that gets me pumped up. It's called, it's Harry Nilsson, Ten Little Indians. And the Ten Little Indians in this song are actually representing the Ten Commandments. And they slowly disappear. But it's just like, a sort of cool, weird rhythm with a lot of fun going on. So here's Harry Nilsson, Ten Little Indians.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the center ring, presenting Nilsson and his Shandamanium Shadow Poo. And his Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. And his, what? Shadma, is it, what's the, who's in the center ring? I don't understand that.
Harry?
What?
Sounded very good for a beginning. Now why don't you try to think about an ending?
All right.
Ten little Indians standing in a line. One stood looking at another man's wife. Then there were nine. Nine little Indians, their hearts all full of hate. One took another's goods, then there were eight. Eight little Indians, they just got down from heaven. One told a lie about another's best friend, then there were seven. Seven little Indians, all trying to get their kiss. One thought he found another way to get to heaven, then there were six. Six little Indians, all trying to stay alive.
Nilsson, Ten Little Indians. That was actually the first track on his first album, and I think what an entrance. Yeah, so we're talking about entrances and sort of songs that make you feel like you're almost a boxer or something training, and we can't talk about that without talking about Gonna Fly Now by Bill Conti. It's the theme from Rocky.
Yeah.
Gonna Fly Now by Bill Conti. It's the theme from Rocky. My name is Ben Huadeen. This is Cambridge 105 Radio, and this is the show where I make little connections between songs and that I like. So that's obviously, I'm sure a few boxers or wrestlers at least have used that as an intro for walking on stage or training. So here's Intro and Outro by the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band.
Hi there, nice to be with you. Happy you could stick around. Like to introduce Legs Larry Smith, drums. And Sam Spoons, rhythm pole. And Vern Dudley Bohay Noel, bass guitar. And Neil Innes, piano. Come in, Rodney Slater, alto saxophone. With Roger Ruskin Spear on tenor sax. Hi, Vivian Stanchel, trumpet. Big hello to Big John Wayne, xylophone. And Robert Morley, guitar. Billy Butlin, spoons. And looking very relaxed, Adolf Hitler on vibes. Nice. Princess Anne on sousaphone. Introducing Liberace, clarinet. With Donna Ted Armstrong on vocals. Lord Snooty and his pals tap dancing. In the groove with Harold Wilson, violin. And Franklin McCormack on harmonica. Over there, Eric Clapton, ukulele. Hi, Eric. On my left, Sir Kenneth Park, bass sax. Great honor, sir. Specially flown in for us, a Sessions Gorilla on Vox Humana. Nice to see Incredible Shrinking Man on euphonium. Drop out with Peter Scott on Duck Call. Hearing from you later, Casanova, on horn. Yeah, digging General de Gaulle on accordion. Really wild, General. Thank you, sir. Roy Rogers on trigger. Tune in Wild Man of Borneo on bongos. Count Basie Orchestra on triangle. Thank you. Great to hear the Rawlinsons on trombone. Back from his recent operation, Dan Drop, hot. And representing the flower people, Quasimodo on bells. Wonderful to hear Brainiac on banjo. We welcome Baldunikin as himself. Very appealing, Max Jaffa. That's nice, Max. What a team, Zebra Kid and Horace Batchelor on percussion. And a great favorite and a wonderful performer, all of us here, J. Arthur Rank on gong.
Bonzo Dog Doodah Band with the intro and the outro. And we can't talk about Bonzo Dog Doodah Band without talking about Neil Innes, who was one of the primary writers. And here's a song he wrote called Recycled Vinyl Blues.
Excuse me, I'd like to make a hit record.
Certainly, sir. Did you bring any old records with you?
Well, no, why?
Well, you see, we can't possibly make any new records unless we've got some old ones to melt down.
Good heavens, bad as that, is it?
Afraid so, sir.
Take good care of my baby.
What was that?
Oh, take no notice. That was just a bit of an old record that was used to make this one.
Good grief.
I got the recycled vinyl blues. I got Tchaikovsky and the Blues Suede Shoes. Jumping in the same spiral groove. I got the recycled vinyl blue.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
One day as I was walking along, I had a great idea. I thought I'd write a hit song. Make a little money from a happy tune. Again, it makes me wanna cry. Recycle vinyl. the latest sound. Some people just dig up the world, there's money underground. They dig out all the copper, uranium and zinc. But I could really dig it if they only stopped to think. Now everybody knows you have to put back what you take. Who'd ride a roller coaster if they knew it had no break? It took a million years for us to crawl out from the sea. Five will get you ten, they can't recycle you or me. Tchaikovsky and the blue suede shoes, jumping in the same spiral groove. I got the recycled vinyl blue. I got the recycled vinyl blue. I got Tchaikovsky and the blue suede shoes, bumping in the same spiral groove. I got the recycled vinyl.
Yeah, Recycled Vinyl Blues by Neil Innes. So that's been another show. We're going to go out on one more song because that song made me think, you know, of like being ripping off other songs and stuff, but that can be a positive thing, like sampling. And this song was sampled by Slim Shady himself, Eminem. It's I Got The by Labby Schifrer. So I'll see you next week. Bye.
Feel okay. Yes, sir.